بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك، حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers and sisters in Islam, respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to our weekly program. We begin our program with the dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah accept the hajj of hujjaj. May Allah grant him hajj mabroor, wa sa'yum mashkoor, wa dhammum maghfoor. And may Allah accept the dua of hujjaj to all of us, inshallah. And may Allah write for all of you and us hajj mabroor, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, once again we say hajj mabroor for all the hujjaj. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala take them safely and bring him home safely with a faraj of Allah and the ajr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brother and sister in Islam, we welcome you to Madrasatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'd like on your behalf to thank Hafiz Bilal and Brother Muhsin and all our friends here on Radio Islam Studio in Johannesburg. We say shukran jazeelan that you always tuning to our channel. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala use us all to serve his deen. And may Allah accept the effort of all those who bringing the message of Allah to the ummah, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, our program today, we dedicate it for those who want to change. And all of us, sometimes we hate our attitude and our manner, and we want to be better and try to provide ourselves with some attitude and good attitude. When we see the people on the road of Allah, and when we see the people in Hidayah, we feel that we are short, and we need to have that tamamul iman, and we want to compete with these people to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. For such act like that, so halal for you to compete and race to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we did see in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how many competition was amongst the sahaba to please Allah, to serve the ummah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, first of all, he created us with a pure attitude, which is salih attitude, to behave good. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran al-Kareem, وَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. We have created you in different stages and different mood and different manner. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us the road and the tariq and medication to behave according the fitrat of Allah, which he put it in all of us. It means we can change our attitude. We can change. We can. There is easy way to change to better akhlaq and manner and behavior. Because we say that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created us in different levels and different attitude. Akhlaq, the character of the person can be changed to be better and also to be bad. As the baby changes, when the baby changed through the ages and through the years, we see that baby was like this, and after a few months, the feature of the baby changed, the body of the baby change, and then we see the teenagers and then the old people and old age people, and we find them in different stages and different, they call it taghir. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he will never change unless you change. So he put condition, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will never change the condition of the ummah, or a group of people, until they change their attitude and behavior. Because for every act, there is a react from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's why the ulama, the scholar of Islam said, that you have to change yourself. Don't try to change Allah. You have to change you yourself. But the interesting thing which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put it on us, that khair, goodness, akhlaq, the good character, it's natural. You find it sound good in each and every person. But that bad attitude, or that bad nafs and bad behavior, we gain it and we develop it, we change it. So naturally you love to do good and you hate to do bad. That bad attitude, or that evil which we commit, is not permanent on us and we never born with it. Originally you are salih, originally you are suitable to do good and you enjoy and admire to do good. And many people, when they hurt someone with words, oh, they commit a sin, they regret. And they got nafsul lawama, that nafs which you blame him. Brother and sister in Islam, we did see that our iman increase and decrease. And also our akhlaq increases and decreases. And don't forget, thousands of people in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has changed for good. Many people nowadays, they change. They change after Hajj, or after when they reach certain age, or after married, or after some calamity and test of Allah. Many of us has changed and ask those in Hidayah how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is their way to change for better. Many, they were arrogant, had kibr and pride and fakhr, they change. Many people had authority, wealth, but you find them change. And if I want to tell you about the Sahaba who's been changed and the Tabi'een been changed, you will get shocked. How was this person before Islam and how he became after Islam? Not only that, we try to develop and improve. You find many people, they were a bit slow thinking, now we become clever. And then Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did teach us this dua to improve your akhlaq. Allahumma hdini li ahsanil a'mali wal akhlaq. Oh Allah, guide me to the best of action and the best of character. Then as I told you now, all of us, we need to make this dua to improve our behavior and our akhlaq. So my message tonight, for those who said, no, it's too late, I'm old, there's no hope. No, there is hope, and we can tell you so many incidents and examples that people has changed, not because they're getting old, because they want to change, and they try to change, and strive to change. Many people were very stingy. My wife, or your wife, has changed us. How many people, leave the stinginess, kufr, they were kuffar, and Allah changed them to be a salih Muslim, better than those who were born in Islam. Someone was coward, but after certain terms and age, they changed to be brave. Someone was, got greed, and someone used to jealous people and got malice. Some people used to cheat, some people used to steal, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it easy for them to change by the willpower of the human being. And we see the impatience, the lack of sabr in our life, and you see now Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put some sakina and sabr on us, and now we know how to survive. Brother and sister in Islam, Muslim is the person who develop his iman and increase his iman for the pleasure of Allah. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, we have to change ourselves, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has promised us that he will assist us if we want to change. Ummatul Islam, we are the people of changing for good under the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sahaba, many sinners, many people, they wouldn't believe that they're going to change, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has changed. If you read in Quran, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said, al-tayyibuna lil-tayyibat, wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. The good people will go for good spouse or good partners, and the bad people and the khabith is a filthy or impure person, will go for khabisat. He said, what is that? A good man marry a good woman, and a bad man married a bad woman? But no, we did see in our life that that bad man married a good woman, and sometimes the other way around. He said, no, must change her, or she must change him. Yes, by sabr, by that jihad, we have to change our attitude and other people around us' attitude. No, it's very hard. Can't. It's very stubborn. No, no. Through the time, time will help you. And as we said last time before, the knife cut the meat very easily. But the meat also cut the knife. How come? Yes, we need to sharp the knife. Why the knife get tired? Because the meat was resisting and try to change also and cut that steel. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gave us this example to see. And we see, insan like you and I did tame the animal and change the attitude of the lion and wild animal. We see how many men like me and you did dig the mountain and break the mountain, and you see the highways and road. So it's nothing, it's called impossible. How many people did play with the iron and steels like they're playing with the plastic or water? Ummatul Islam, we need to believe that we can change. We can. And it's not impossible. And read the history of Ta'ibin, those who repent, how they change. He will never give you a long story. He said, when I decided to change, I'll find a day. Islam changed kuffar to iman. Islam has changed the prostitute women to hidayah. Those people who used to worship their own desire, iman and taqwa and hidayah has changed them. And we don't go far. Look at Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anh. Never ever cry before Islam. And he became amongst those who are crying after Islam. He got a line on his face. Look at here in South Africa. Myself, personally, I know some people, after they accepted Islam, Allahu Akbar, they became better than me and you. Not because they're showing off. Really, they were admiring Hidayah, and Hidayah came to their heart. They used to drink and do any haram and eat this and that. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because they want to change, and we did see a new Muslim in the full hijab, and that person, after La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, has changed. He changed and become heavy worshipper of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, more than those who born in Islam. And that's called the miracle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he's there on his qabr, his teaching, changing people and making miracle in here, in each and every corner of the world. Yes, brother and sister in Islam, I did see some people. We taught them seerah. And then I can see the reflection of this teaching in their heart and their mind. And they admire sahaba more than the teacher himself, more than myself. And I did experience in my life, when I teach the teenagers about Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu in Sira, they love him more than anyone else, because these people receive the knowledge with a good niyat and ikhlas. Brother, sister in Islam, if you change yourself, you will change your akhirah. إِنَّ الذُّنُوبَ تُغَيِّرُ النِّعَمُ وَتُبَدِّلُ الْقِسَمُ. Your sin will change your taqdeer and will change your rizq. Ummatul Islam, Allah said, وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدْنَا. If you return to the sin, I will return back to the reaction of the sin to punish you or to deprive you from the barakah. رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. And then, وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They fulfill what they promise Allah and never ever change. After Hajj, after Hijab, after Hidayah, never ever change, because you know how to put that nafs in control. Ummatul Islam, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمُ بِالتَّعَلُّمُ. learning because we make effort to learn. وإنما الحلم بالتحلم. And indeed, tolerance, we learn it. We practice it and we learn it. Ummatul Islam, let us take this ayat of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and try to change ourselves, and let us change the others as well. We said, is infection. Hidayah, it is like infection. You get someone got hidayah, he will give you hidayah. That's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-mar'u ala deen khalilih. The person follow the attitude or the thought of his friend, close friend. Tell me who's your friend, I will tell you who you are. That's why we not allowed someone to speak bad about the Sahaba and the companion of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because he said, Al-mar'u ala deen khalilih. The person follow the religion of his friend. So what do you say about Abu Bakr Siddiq, because he was Khalil Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He was a closer friend to Rasulullah. Once you attack the friend of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it means you attacking our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what should we do now? We have to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to have the decision to stop evil and to change for better akhlaq. Brother and sister in Islam, let us give da'wah. And give da'wah to ourselves first and the others. That is not impossible to change your attitude. And look around you and see how the people. Don't wait for a calamity and big calamity come to you to change your attitude. Change your attitude by yourself before the calamity of Allah will come and change you, and then you regret about it. Brother and sister in Islam, let us make da'wah and call people to hidayah and call ourselves. And I'd like to thank my friend, the one who sent for me the message, and is asking about the da'wah and how can we call people to Islam while we are a weak Muslim. He said, no problem. We'll call them and call us. Inshallah, me and him together will worship Allah. وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. You cannot wait till you become perfect to call people to Islam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent 23 years to teach people. So how long are you going to wait so that you teach people? Ummatul Islam, since we stop giving da'wah, and then we are busy only with our family and our children, that's why the da'wah is struggling and suffering a lot. We need to make collective da'wah, that the public da'wah, like the way we are now on radio and masjid, give khutbah, bayans, and we need individual da'wah, which is my favorite, one by one. How many Muslims around the world? And if everyone just invite one person to Islam. We don't mean that we call someone to come to Islam just like that. We want to gain him as a Muslim. Or if he doesn't want to join Islam, we gain him as a friend of Islam, not an enemy of Islam. So, I enjoy that individual da'wah, because it is very effective da'wah. Sahaba done it. Sayyidina Uthman, he made the individual da'wah, one by one. Abu Bakr Siddiq, door by door. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, really, I love this hadith. He said to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ حُمَرِ النِّعْمِ. That if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala used you to give hidayah to one individual, one person better than dunya and what it contains. So it was a message from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Ali to call one person. Many people said, no, there's no hope on that person. No. Just plant the seed and see that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will let it grow. The individual da'wah, why I'm saying that individual da'wah is more stronger than the public da'wah. I give you the reason. Because you got a very close communication with the person. When we give a lecture on a room, there's no time to answer the question of everyone or to talk to an individual like this. So you got a very close connection with the person. And also, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the early age of Islam in Mecca, it was as an individual da'wah. Secret da'wah and individual, one by one. Bilal radiallahu anhu was individual da'wah. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, individual da'wah. So you get Hadrat Uthman, go one by one. Individual da'wah, why I'm saying that? Because we are relying on organizations, alhamdulillah. We're relying on the Mawlana will give da'wah on the masjid, alhamdulillah. But that is, it's called a professional job. What about the individual? Sheikh, I don't know how to give da'wah because I'm ignorant. I'm not a alim. You say, what do you mean by not alim? We don't want you to teach him Bukhari and tafsir. I want you to give him the basic of Islam. Sheikh, I don't have a basic of Islam. So what type of Muslim you are? If you don't know the something about your deen, how do you worship Allah? How come you reach the age of 50 or 60 and you don't know how to give that? You have no information about your religion at all. What type of Muslim you are? No. That is not excuse. That is not excuse. Because, as I said, it's very, very effective da'wah when you give little bit. And wama alayna illa al-balagh. You just inform him. The response, the result, it's in the hand of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As I said, da'wah of Mecca was individual one. And it suits us in South Africa. The other thing also, it's called the direct tarbiyah and direct practical da'wah. He sees you, that maid in the house, she sees you reading salah and behave good. It's like this. They call it da'watul hal. We go da'watul maqal and we da'watul hal. Da'watul maqal is like the way I'm doing it now. I'm talking to you now. But da'watul hal is more effective da'wah. Action speaks louder. If you behave good and you practice the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as is, I promise you, is better than any bayan. Any bayan. You just pick up someone to drop him. It's better than to give him qasida and a song. Following that person and try to practice in front of him, it's a ni'mat from Allah. Direct chatting. And then you respond with hikmah wal maw'idhatul hasana. And then, don't show the person that you are his enemy. Or you try to force him for something. No. We are trying to hear him and we try to talk with him about Deenul Islam. Da'wah, individual da'wah, that personal da'wah, also is good for those who are arrogant, those who got fakhr and don't want to come to the mosque, don't want to appear on the scene. You got some neighbors, you don't want to come to the gathering or the lecture or to the mosque. So go to him one by one. Also is good because that person will listen to you. Very secret and also easy for him. Individual da'wah doesn't need so much knowledge. You know why? Because you're dealing with one person. So it's not a debate and a talk show. Talk show is like a race. This one says something, want to make the public happy and try to impress the public, no problem. But it's like a soccer match. I want you to sit with that person and say, come here, my friend. Not only on da'wah, in any other problem and dispute between you and your wife, before you call her father and mother and make noise in front of the children, they in a closed door and tell her, come here, my friend. Why are you doing like that? She like that, fight, shout, but outside, khalas. Because the children won't see, and the children won't support one of you. like a team, because sometimes when the mother shout the father in front of the children, they waiting for the supporter. The children goes for the mother's side or the father's side. Say, no, you're confusing the children. You give the children a very heavy task and psychological problem. They love the mother, but the mother is wrong. And they teach the children how to lie and how to be hypocrites. Brother and sister in Islam, it's secret, private, confidential, personal, top secret. It's the greatest da'wah. Another thing also, this type of da'wah is so easy. You don't need a building. You don't need bank account. You don't need to set up anything. You get it on the street, at work, while you're waiting in a queue, in a hospital, in a station, in a taxi. We have a very good chance every day, but we don't use it. We need that individual da'wah. I know, alhamdulillah, with so many organizations and they make da'wah, but I mean that individual one. I'm still repeating, I did experience it in myself, and we enjoy it, and it's very effective, very realistic, very, very easy. Friendship, the easy way to give da'wah. How many Muslims here, they've got friend with a non-Muslim? But when we come for deen, someone was telling me last week, Sheikh, I got very close friend, he's not a Muslim, and I want to tell him about Islam, but I feel that he's going to feel bad. I said, no, not we're feeling bad. Why? Because he thinks that I want to pull him out from his religion and take him to... No. We talk about politics, we talk about all the problems in this dunya, we talk about our family matter, we talk about our confidential problem to the kuffar. And when about the haqq and the truth, we feel shy. No, I don't believe that it's a type of attitude or you are very gentle. No. Because Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't do it openly. Anyone who gets hurt because of the truth, he's not your friend. So, we give him, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq went straight to the Sahaba and tell them, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, Nabi Yusuf, went to his prisoners there with him in the jail and gave them da'wah. It's about you. And I tell my friend, you know what, if you are so sensitive like that, you are so gentle like that, so give him kitab and tell him, please read this. So you don't need to face him and try to put him in a very difficult situation. Give him Quran, English Quran, or you give him that books about Islam and khalas. And when he must come and ask you about Deen al-Islam. We give da'wah also gradually. Gradually, don't give the full load to the people. You try to, every day you read. In Ramadan, we talk about Ramadan. And then if she asks you about hijab, you're going to say like this, halal, like that. Another thing also, do not criticize his religion. The biggest mistake for the person who try to preach, first he jump and say, oh, Jesus is the sabr, Shaykh. You think that you're loving Islam or you're hating. We have to give da'wah gradually and we have to also respect the belief of the others, but we show him that we disagree with him. Another thing also, we have to understand something, it's called fiqhul waqa. What is fiqhul waqa? That the condition of those who receiving the message. We have لِكُلِّ مَقَامٍ مَقَالٍ. So for each and every situation, there is a speech. You got the children in a preschool. How are you going to advise them and tell them about marriage? Tell them about zakat and riba? No, we tell them about the behavior, parents, depend on the situation. Can't we get some imam or someone? You just go to the very poor area and you talk about giving sadaqat or paying zakat. You say, what zakat here? These people can't get one loaf of bread. Teach them about sabr. Teach them about iffat, about that the izzat of nafs and encourage them to work. Another thing also, we have to learn the culture and the habit of the people. We have to understand what is going on in that community. The other thing also, ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity is not only for the preacher. Also sincerity of the listener. Sometimes the imam is killing himself and the musalli are waiting for the mistake. Oh, sometimes we come here on radio, we prepare the talk for 7 days, and then we come on radio and someone come and try to put us down. We need, as we go with ikhlas on radio, we need also the listener to have ikhlas and have niyyah to listen good. That's why that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Those who listen attentively with ikhlas to the word and follow the best of it. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us and you ikhlas and sincerity inshallah. Brother, sister in Islam, Hafiz Bilal asked me to stop for break. Inshallah, we'll continue after the break.
Sharma Spice World, Sana, Super Kernel, Low GI, Basmati Rice, 5 kg, £99.90, Pan Oil, 5 litre, R74, Shan Assorted Masala, 6 pack of the same variant, R60, Sharma Dishwashing Liquid, 5 litre, R21, Noor Jahan Basmati Rice, 5 kg, R99. Cool baked beans, 410 grams, 3 for £22.50. 5 roses, 200 tea bags, R48. Fruit tree juices, 1 litre, R12. Contact us on 011-852-5568. Or visit us at 50 Hemsbox Street, Extension 2, Lenasia.
A world-renowned Nasheed reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qafi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Chords, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and masajid programs across South Africa. For further information, call Qari Musa Siddat on 083-786-4221.
The Lenasia Muslim Association, your partner in fulfilling your responsibility of granting your child the greatest gift of basic Faratini education. We urge you not to compromise on this need of your child, which will be Thawabi Jariya for you. The Lenasia Muslim Association invites you to earn Thawabi Jariya by educating a learner at only 250 rand per month or part thereof. A few rands in the LMA 10 will keep the wheels turning of serving Mujesa and Masjid.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Discover the Africa of your dreams. Relax beneath her serene sunsets and explore wildlife at its natural best. It's where the pride of Africa comes together. The Kwantu Private Game Reserve. Get to know the Big Five or cruise on an elephant safari game drive and enjoy world-class halal cuisine while we pamper you during your five-star stay. For reservations, call now on 042-203-1400 or visit kwantu.co.za.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenhof. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Dua when leaving Masjid.
اللهم إني أسألك من فضلك.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
On the authority of Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if people were to be given just by claiming, then men could claim the fortunes and lives of others. But the claimant must have proof, and the one who denies must take an oath. Related by Al-Bayhaqi.
Devlin Cash & Carry. We are wholesalers of groceries and household products. For all your business and household needs, trust us for the best deals in the market. Devlin Cash & Carry. The place where you pay less and always get more. Corner Klepkas and Piston Road, Devlin. Contact us on 011-989-8800.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brother and sister Islam. And once again, we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah grant the hujjaj hajj mabrur, wa sa'yun mashkur, wa amalan mutaqabila. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah write for all of us hajj mabrur, inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, we still continue with that journey of da'wah. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah use all of us to pass the message of Allah and the sunnah to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and may Allah use us as a hudatan mahdiyin, inshaAllah, ya Rabbul Alameen. The other means for the da'wah, you must try to make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give all mankind hidayah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did use this means of da'wah, Allahumma hdi daus. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make dua for the tribe, it's called daus, and Allah gave them hidayah. The other thing also which is very important, brother and sister Islam, we have to begin at home. Charity begins at home. We give our relatives and family da'wah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said that وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِي. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must go and warn his tribe and his family. You know why we are saying that? Because these people affecting us. The sister of Mawlana, the brother of Mawlana, son of Mawlana, the son of the Muslim. You will find like that. So, we have to make dua that Allah give our family first hidayah so that we can be a role model and a good lesson and good example for us. The people are watching, the family of Huffaz, the family of Ulama, even the non-Muslim are watching the Muslim's family. The other thing which also we need to choose the right time and right environment and the right place. You choose which place is suitable for da'wah and hidayah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to make da'wah in Mecca, but Allah chose for him another place, it's called Madinatul Munawwara. And you remember that person, when he was there, and he killed 99 people, and then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent, inspire him to move from that city, because innahum qawm su'. Indeed, these people are bad people. So, wait, leave them and go for the other one. And remember the hijrat, hijratul anbiya, and hijrat, all the anbiya, they were muhajirin. The other thing also, we have to use the good words in a good time, and we have to respect the person which we give him da'wah, and we respect his mind. And we use it in a very easy way and gentle way, simple way. And look at Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, How he preach? Very simple words. We don't need to give him that Shakespeare English or that big fatwa there. People are tired of bayan nowadays. So sometimes you go and give that high English, and sometimes you make one joke, it will work more than the bayan. So we need to make simple words, because nowadays people are tired. And we need a practical example in front of the people. So, don't let the people feel tired, or feel bored, or let the people feel that you are shouting them, you are better than them. Another thing which is very important, brother and sister in Islam, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has said to Nabi Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun alayhi salam, go to Fir'aun, and then innahu tagha. Tagha, it means he's zalim. He's exaggerating on his kufr. Look at Allah when he say tagha, it means he mean it. Tagha is like a terrible zalim. But after Allah described Fir'aun as tagha, what Allah asked Nabi Musa alayhi salam, that فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا, speak to him in a very gentle way, soft way. Ya Allah, why? Because we don't want a fight. We want this person to get hidayah. لَعَلَّهُ يَذَّكَّرْ أَوْ يَخْشَى, maybe he remember or fear the day of Qiyamah. Another thing which is very important, that hadiyah, grant, gift. They say, Sheikh, you're bribing people or what? I said, not bribing. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sent the hadiyah to the king of Abyssinia, he was bribing him? No. That hadiyah, as Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tuzhibu wahara sadr, remove that malice of the chest and the heart, any type of hadiyah. And you remember those who give you hadiyah, and not the meaning of hadiyah is more important than the value of hadiyah. So he said, tahadu tahabu, that plate you give to next door, that small plate, good piece of meat, or that small samosa, or any type of food, it makes a difference. Really, it makes a difference, big difference. We went to Cape Town and I see these people, ya Allah, in Ramadan, the street is full, busy for the plates. It's like delivery. This house, go to that house. I love that one. I say, Subhanallah, Al-Hadiyatu tuzhibu wahara sadr, tahadu tahabu. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave hadiyah, and he received hadiyah. Another thing we need it in da'wah, that a joke, a light joke, with full respect. Why? Because really that break, that seriousness, they call it light jokes, it's a breath, it's a break. You talk about Jannah, Jahannam, and people are sweating and shaking, and then you make one joke there. For reason, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make du'aba, that fukaha. Why? Because when you advise people, there is resistance, they're going to fight back. You don't need to fight physically, but it's in his mind. You call someone there and he's smoking. May Allah make it easy for those who are smoking to stop by themselves before they get sick. Ameen, thumma ameen. Then you tell him, hey, throw that cigarette from your hand. Oh, he's going to fight. He will run after you. But when you tell him, oh, you know what? That one man was smoking and then the dogs never bite him. You see why? Because he's walking with a stick. He will get sick and walking with the stick. The dog will run away from the stick. You give little bit of light jokes so the people can accept your heavy advice. It's heavy. Another thing also, that we have to tolerate. We are not better than these people. Sometimes we do. We're committing the same. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw one person passing water inside the mosque, in front of the... Ya Allah, that is heavy. Not outside the mosque, inside the mosque. He's relieving himself in that Arabi. The Sahaba ran away. They say, wait, don't irritate him, let him finish. Ya Allah, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Why he must finish? Because when you run after him, he's going to mess all over. So let him mess one place. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped the Sahaba to torture that person or to hit him and tell him, come here, my friend, this mosque are there to worship Allah, not for that. We read here in Salah. And Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make dua for him. Now my message for the mutawalli. Sometimes that young boy got the phone and the phone rings. He forgot to off the phone or whatever. You see how bad the people look at him. Oh, the person came with a t-shirt. We don't wish for the people to do that. But he's already there on Jum'ah and he got that t-shirt. What must we do? We have to teach him, yes? The imam, only the imam can teach him, not you as a musalli. We don't want to raise a fraction on a mosque or causing a problem. I know you, so one person brought his child with him on Friday. Say, no, the child must sit there and child cry and say, brother, for Salatul Jum'ah, don't bring your children because we have only one Jum'ah a week. You can bring him on Zuhur or Fajr, but not Jum'ah because you're disturbing the only Salah on the week. So you talk nicely to him and we take it. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also teach us that anzilu nasa manazila. So give the people their value. If an old man, we have to respect him, even if he's a mistake. We have the father of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was very old and Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq brought him to mosque of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read kalima shahada. And that old man was hardly walking. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very sad. And he did talk to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, say, why you done that? I should have gone to him and give him dawah. Don't torture the old man like this to bring him to Hidayah even. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did respect the king of Rome and Faris, Persian and Najashi. And he said, "Min Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa Rasulih," from Muhammad son of Abdullah and he the messenger of Allah, "to Hirqal Azim Rome," to Hirqal, the empire of Rome, empire. So Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did describe that person as he the great man in Rome. He was a great person in Rome. And then, do not rush and judge the person. When you look at the person like this, oh, no hope. Won't give him dawah, this one. There's no hope, he's a shaitan. No. You never know how many people we thought that they are shaitan, but Allah gave them hidayah. And as I said, we're not allowed to make something, it's called taqa'ur. You know what is taqa'ur? You exaggerate in your da'wah, and you try to use a big words on da'wah. Make it simple first, they call it Makkah da'wah. Makkah da'wah, call him to the road of Allah. You know why it's very heavy, according our experience? That person living on and worshipping that type of religion for so many years, to pull him out is a big job. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave us Islam gradually. So we have to mustn't let him feel that you're going to mess that religion or you're going to lose some pleasure. He will get more pleasure than before. Very important to give da'wah, brother and sister in Islam, because Allah gave us da'wah. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ دَارِ السَّلَامِ. So Allah is calling us to Jannah. Anbiya, they were da'i. Any da'i, he's a carrier of the Anbiya's message. And also, is da'iya bihaq, he must be bashira wa nadhira. Ulama, warathatul Anbiya, the inheritance of Anbiya, because they are carrying the deen of Allah. When we see that da'i or the person, we remember Allah. We remember the akhlaq of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala elevated the da'i or the person who called people to Allah. That really he's the best one. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. So really the best word when you call people to the road of Allah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a special dua to that person who called people to Islam, may Allah bright and gloom his face in a day of Qiyamah. And not only that, it's the best investment. That man dalla ala khayrin falahu mithli ajri fa'ila. Whosoever call people to ibadah or any khair and goodness, you will get the same reward like that person. So I think this is the best sadaqah jariyah. That when you call someone to road of Allah and that person got hidayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala definitely he will let you pick up the fruit even while you are in the qabr. Sadaqah jariyah, because you remember that the mayyit cut off from dunya except on three. a pious child to make dua for him. Sadaqatun jariya and ilmun yuntafa'u bih. So you the only person who got two things, or maybe three, because may Allah give our children hidayah to make dua for us. But also if you have a hafiz al-Quran or a salih daughter, and then you leave knowledge behind you, and also sadaqah jariya, what a best sadaqah jariya when you teach someone something. And that is our hope, inshallah. You know why we say that best sadaqah jariya when we teach people akhlaq? That you beautify this dunya and you encourage the others to follow, and you create a role model, that example in front of the people. Ummat al-Islam, in Surah Baqarah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did say, Bala man aslama wajhahu lillah. You just call people to the road of Allah. Absolute deen without any ideology, without any personal flavor, or you misuse that da'wah for politics or for business or for something. Lillah aslama wajhahu lillah. Your niyat is Allah. Wa huwa muhsin. What is muhsin? We got here Uncle Muhsin here on Radio Islam. Muhsin, it means he's done more than what he's supposed to do. Maqamul ihsan. Innahum kanu qabla thalika muhsinin. Who's the muhsin? The one who done extra ibadah for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, more than what Allah, like for example, Allah asked us to read 5 times salah. We read tahajjud and nafil and sunnat and salatul hajjad, we got extra. Allah asked us to pay zakat 2.5, we make it 3, sadaqah, extra payment, lillah. Falahu ajruhu inda rabbihi. He will receive his wages and his payment from Allah, even if the people don't appreciate. أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم. Allah, I like that. There's no fear on them in the time of death. All of us were scared to die. If I ask my sound engineer today, are you ready to die, inshallah? Sheikh, I'll ask my wife first. Yeah, you know why? Because we're scared. We're scared, we have khawf. Maybe it's going to turn serious, but this da'i that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ in a time of death, وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will never have a grief that they lost dunya, they never make money. Maybe the people are making business, I'm busy on da'wah and I never get this, people got houses. No, 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 no. You will never regret. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Brother and sister in Islam, let us practice this ibadah, it's called da'wah. Let us enjoy it. And let us believe that is a wajib upon every Muslim that we call people to the hidayah as a sadaqah jariyah for all of us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every Muslim to be the voice of Allah and the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana, innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil iman. An aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. Brother and sister Islam, our time is up. Inshallah, we'll see you next week. شكرا جزيلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.